That was the Hillsborough Elementary School students musically celebrating Veterans Day and celebrating their veteran relatives they had invited to the observance and to join them for lunch at the school on Friday, November the 8th. Similar Veterans Day pageants were held at each of the Pocahontas County schools. At the ceremony, the students performed patriotic songs and the Pocahontas County Honor Corps introduced themselves, with each describing his or her military service. Rick Woodall, the commander of the Honor Corps, talked to the students about the importance of showing respect for the flag, for the nation, and for our veterans because of the freedoms they gave us through their sacrifices. Woodall told the students that they can honor those veterans by removing their hats and holding a hand over their hearts during the Pledge of Allegiance, when the flag is presented at a parade, and during the playing of the national anthem. He also explained to them that those freedoms include the right for others to protest by disrespecting the flag, and while we may disagree with this, our veterans sacrificed much, some gave their lives, to protect that right to protest as well as all of our other freedoms. We briefly spoke to several of the veterans invited to the ceremony by a student. First up was Danny Arbogast, who was invited by his granddaughter.
I thank Hillsborough School for honoring the veterans. My granddaughter, Kai Arbogast, reached out to me to come and have lunch with her, and that's a huge honor. I was an 82nd Airborne, and I went to Panama and Persian Gulf Wars. I think that people don't understand what type of country we live in. Our troops miss the holidays, Christmas, and all kinds of things to protect our country, and sometimes we don't take time to think about that.
Next, we talked to Staff Sergeant Brooke Goldsberry, invited by her daughter, Haley, who is in the third grade, and her son, James, a first grader.
I am with the West Virginia Army National Guard. I've served for almost 17 years. I'm here with my husband, who also serves, my son, James Goldsberry, and my daughter, Haley Goldsberry. The service has been a second family to me, and it's something I'm very proud to have passed down to my children, a love for the country and a love for service.
The final veteran we talked to was Dewey Beasley, invited by his grandson.
I'm Dewey Beasley. I was a veteran and I served in Vietnam. I was in the Army for 10 years. And I'm here because my grandson Eli is here, and he invited me up for a Veterans Day program. We live in Charleston, so I thought we would come up and be here for him.
We'll close this story out with the Hillsborough students singing, "I Am Proud to Be an American."
Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.